back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. As always, Mugs of the Morning is presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete, Brett, and Bo, community strong all day long. Pleased to welcome in North Platte City Councilman Mark Woods. Of course, Mr. Woods, one of the two representatives in North Platte's 4th Ward. Mr. Woods, good to have you back in the studio. It's been a couple of months. I think this is the second time we've had you in since you were elected to serve the 4th Ward.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tristan. It's nice to be back.
Now, Councilman Woods, there's been a lot of excitement brewing in the community. We know there's a lot of excitement brewing and a lot of great potential brewing here in the entire county right now.
Yes, there is. Most of this is about the mall development at the moment. I mean, there's other things, but right now it's mostly about the mall development. I've been going to a lot of meetings about it, getting as much information as I can. I was at a meeting on Monday with the developer and his associate and two of the other councilmen and Mr. Kibben, and I picked up a lot of information. They wanted to know what our opinions were, and you know, before I left the meeting, I let them know that I was for most of it. I have a little problem with the EEA. I let them know I haven't decided, you know.
Sure,
that's
sure.
Still a lot of information to be gotten. As a matter of fact, there seems to be a lot of confusion about the EEA and how it works and how it...
Well, and I want to bring up that that is an entirely new tax to the city of North Platte. That's a tax that's not been conducted in the city of North Platte before, from what I understand. Mr. Works, the mall developer, says it's a tax that's been done in other towns where they have developments, but it's entirely new to North Platte, from what I understand.
Yes, it is. He said it... I think it came into being around 2007, he said.
But it's new in terms of tax.
Yeah, but it has not been used a lot, and we have never used it here. So, I mean, at the work session, I had a paper that said they could collect it for 20 years. Okay. Because it does have a sunset and a cap, like TIF.
A financial cap and a sunset date.
Yeah. But then the other, last night, I got word from a city official that it can only be collected for 10 years. So there's a lot of, I mean, I don't even know what this really is yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, my deal is that it doesn't really need to be used. This could be written into the lease between the tenant and the landlord that they'll pay the 1.95, you know, you can call it a mall user fee, a parking lot enhancement fee, you know, mall enhancement fee, and then the developer will still get his money, and the city doesn't have to get involved in it. I'm a small government guy. You know, there's talk that we may have to hire a new city staffer to help, you know, with the accounting and stuff on this. So, you know, I'm not real sure about that. Before I forget, I've gotten a lot of emails lately. Well, actually, there was an email, a campaign started on Facebook, which stated that Mr. Rieger, Ms. Tryon, and I were going to vote no on the mall development.
Now, that, of course, for folks that are unaware, is two of Mark's colleagues on the council, Ed, a fellow Ward 4 representative, and Donna is the Ward 1 representative, along with Jim Nisley. And you and I were talking about that a little bit. That's been making its rounds on social media, that supposedly there's already some that are for and some that are against. And I just, you and I were talking off the air, Mr. Woods, or Councilman Woods. I think it's a little ludicrous that we have folks that are thinking there's already votes that are predetermined. There's only one individual that we know what they're going to do when this comes to debate, and that is Councilman Lucas, who's going to abstain from the conversations, or at least from the vote, because of his profession with the bank and the involvement that the bank's had in this development. That's the only set in stone discussion that we know of. That's all that's set in stone at this point.
Yeah, we're sure of that. But I've talked with Mr. Rieger and Ms. Tryon, you know, because when I read that, I wanted to know what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty sure that they were like me. They were undecided. We're all in favor of the Quality Growth Fund And even though I am ideologically opposed to TIF, and I would generally not vote for it in a situation like this, I put that aside for the good of the town, and I will vote for the TIF.
Okay.
It's like I said, just the EEA is giving us a little problem, and they're both undecided, just like me. We're looking for more facts. I don't understand where they're getting their information. Who's telling them that these other four members are going to vote no? I haven't talked to Mr. Carman or Mr. Garrick. I'm actually having lunch with Brad today so I can get his opinion. Mm-hmm. I like to talk to them all and see what they think about
why
it.
Why not?
You know, it's good to get as many facts as I can. So, but where are they getting this information? Who's giving them this? I'm very upset about this. You know, I sit in the meetings and people come up and say, oh, this is already decided. Well, stuff like this kind of fosters that belief.
Yeah.
And I was in the meeting with Mr. Nisley and Mr. Bowles, and they seemed to be on board with it. I mean, from their comments, I think they'll probably vote for it. I wouldn't say that for sure because I'm not in their minds.
And I don't think that they would publicly say that they are, you know, definitely decided on a vote or not. I will say that there was an accusation early on in Mayor Kelleher's term and early on in your first term as a city council representative, Mark, where an individual said something about a vote already being predetermined. And Councilman Carman was one of the first to address it, saying, essentially, Jim said, no, I really thrive on hearing what the public has to say for a public hearing, and I like hearing what my colleagues around the council have to say. And Councilman Nisley also addressed it as the president of the council. And I don't know if you heard or not. I know you're a loyal listener of the program, but I had both of them on within a month of that happening, and they kind of addressed it, talking about it as a couple of the senior members of the council. And the idea that there's anybody that has a predetermined vote, I think, is just ludicrous, frankly. Rather that be you or anybody else that sits around the council chambers, because I in getting to know you and your colleagues around the city council, Mark, I feel that everybody thrives off of hearing what the public has to say in the public hearings, and you all have some very good discussion, too, among yourselves.
Yes, we all want to get as many facts as we can.
Sure, and you want to hear as much from the public as you can, rather that be a Ward 4 constituent or a Ward 2 constituent.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's many votes where Ed will laugh at me because he'll see me. And at the time of the vote, my finger is going back and forth between. It doesn't happen very often.
Sure, but sometimes.
My opinion has been, you know, I'll go in maybe leaning one way, and then after the public hearing, you know, there's been a time or two my vote, I've gone back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
The one where we were accused of all that, my vote actually changed that night. I voted against the cell tower, but mm-hmm. it went ahead. But that's neither here nor there.
And it's important to point out that elected officials may have an opinion heading into the meeting, specifically because you do the homework, you do the research, you get the packet information, you read through it. So you might have an opinion, but nobody has an idea of how they're necessarily going to vote.
No, you always have an opinion, and then you go out and get facts.
Yeah.
To see if your opinion stands up or if it's just foolish.
Yep.
So, I don't know. On the mall thing, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people, and, you know, there's, even amongst the existing retailers, there's not 100% support for this tax. I've been told that, yeah, everybody's on board, and, you know, I guess you really don't have much choice. You have to be on board if you want to be in the mall. You know, if it goes through as a tax, you're going to have to pay it. That's what I like about the fact that it doesn't have to be a tax. Then if the retailer, I mean, they'll have to pay it to the developer. But if they choose not to pass that along to their customer, they don't have to. So that gives them a little more option in a very competitive field, you know, so it's there's a lot going on here.
Again, folks, we're pleased to have North Platte City Councilman Mark Woods joining us. Councilman Woods represents the 4th Ward here in the city of North Platte, and we're talking primarily about issues in the city and specifically the development of the mall. One thing that I've heard about this tax, Mark, is some folks say If you don't necessarily like that there's going to be a tax there, you don't have to shop there. Because this tax is going to only be, if it passed, would be at the mall property and the mall businesses. What are your thoughts on folks that maybe say that?
Well, it's true. You don't have to shop there. Of course, if you don't, then you're still going to have to go out of town because we, you know, shopping in this town is still limited. It's better than it used to be with the downtown making
progress
a comeback. So it is getting better. Now, you know, that's one thought, you know, but, you know, that's true. What I'd like to say, though, is, well, first I'd like all the people that sent me emails, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't have the time. I can't answer y'all. That's one of the reasons I kind of came on here,
but
was to give my...
It's not... you're reading all of those, though. So
oh, yes.
You might not be able to respond to every single one, but those emails and these concerns are not falling on deaf ears, is what I want to stress.
No. And, you know, I know everybody's for it. I want it to happen.
Sure.
We all want it to happen.
Sure.
But we're rushing, I mean, head on. And, you know, this is like an orchestrated campaign to get this pushed through. And whenever things get this pushy, I get nervous. There's a lot of stuff out there that needs to be known still. And you know, I need a lot more facts on this EEA tax. And what happens if it goes bad? You know, I would assume that it's just on the developer, but I don't know. Is the city somehow on the hook? I would doubt it, but this is something I'd like to know for sure.
And I think there's a lot that we're not aware of quite yet that we will become aware of. We will become very well adverse in the EAA tax here in the near future, it sounds like. So
that's what all these meetings are for, and I was told last night that I don't think this is coming up until June 7th, which is great because we have a lot of time to really delve into it and find out what it's all about.
And I want to stress, too, we were talking off the air, Mark, and catching up a little bit. There's a bit of a notion that you are against the mall development, and that could not be further from the truth. You have some concerns about the possible tax that may be at the mall property, but you are not by any means against the mall development. I want to bring up to folks that we've already had votes in regards to the mall that have gone through Planning Commission, Community Redevelopment Authority, and through the city council, and you voted to support pretty much everything that's gone through the council in terms of the mall thus far.
Right, and like I told the developer, as long as the quality growth funds are reasonable and the figure he mentioned sounded reasonable, I actually told him I'd rather see him get more quality growth funds because that's what the citizens voted for, and I don't have a problem giving them to developers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told him that even though I'm against TIF, I in this case I will put my personal feelings aside and vote for it.
And this is a great developer. This is an individual that we're going to be blessed to have in the city of North Platte, I feel. This is a major improvement from the original owner of the mall property.
Yeah, they just kind of let it sit idle and didn't do a lot with it. This is a very driven, innovative, you know, intelligent man. He knows what he's doing.
A nice man, too, that he has some dedication, too. Look at all the meetings he's come to.
Oh, yeah, he's there at every meeting.
And, I mean, the dedication he has to the town already says quite a bit, in my opinion. So.
Yes, I mean, like I said, there's some gaps in some of the knowledge, but those will all be worked out, and, you know, we'll get the information we need to make a informed decision, which
absolutely
is what we need to do.
Councilman Woods, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, let me think. You know, one thing I would say is about this campaign, I assume it's to change mine, Ed's, and Miss Tryon's minds. Well, you know, since
minds that haven't been made up, I will
actually
throw in as a sidebar.
But if four people have already decided to vote on it, then let me tell you, it's passed.
Yeah,
because
hypothetically.
Even if we, us three all voted against, it's still passed. So I think y'all should move on and maybe start investigating the EEA inform yourselves on what this tax is about. Think about, you know, the alternative. This was Mr. Riker's idea. I'm not taking credit for it, that it could be done this way. And, you know, I'm here talking, fleshing it out a little bit with my words. But, you know, find out, you know, I'm getting now that there's two stores that want to sign up, and we've got to do this right now. And, you know, I don't know what these two stores are. But, you know, you need to investigate more about what's coming, what this tax is about, and inform yourselves.
Of course, going to be a lot of opportunities for the public to become informed. I would encourage folks to attend any city council meetings in the near future. Rather, they come to the city chambers or attend on YouTube virtually. And speaking of which, there's going to be a special work session tomorrow, Councilman Woods, I wanted to bring up with you before we concluded. Senator Groney is going to be giving a presentation to you and your colleagues on the city council tomorrow at 1:30, discussing micro-TIF.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that. I talked with Mike about it a long time ago, almost a year ago when it first, you know.
In your campaigning days.
Yeah, when it passed and all that. We talked a little bit about it. But it's been a year, and I'd like to have my mind refreshed. We haven't used it in the city. And although I don't agree with it because it's TIF and I won't use it in my business, I think it could be – that doesn't mean I don't think other people can use
it. Sure, just because you're not going to use it in yours doesn't mean that you might not encourage somebody else to use it or wouldn't.
And I will encourage other people. It's a tool that's out there. And
for the
individual who wants to use it, you know, we need to get the information out. I think the city is willing to push this and, you know, help get it going. I think that's a good idea. You know, so I'm excited to go here again and get my memory refreshed on all the details.
So I would encourage the folks to research the facts, stay informed by attending the city council meetings, rather you do so virtually or in person, and keep it tuned here to KODY2 for updates. We'll occasionally have city council representatives on, and we have Mayor Kelleher joining us again next Wednesday, so greatly look forward to that. But in the meantime, Councilman Woods, if there's any Ward 4 representatives specifically, or any, individuals in the 4th Ward that want to get in contact with you as their representative, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, the best way that I prefer is that you actually call me on the telephone so I can speak with you. Because a lot of the people I spoke with when I offered the plan of it not being a tax, but just have it be between the landlord and tenant, like I feel it should be, a lot of them went, oh, well, yeah, that's not a bad idea. But my phone number's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 534-5458. You can send me an email at mtwoods52@gmail.com.
And I believe your phone number is listed on the city website, too.
Oh, it should be.
I think it is.
Yeah, it has to be.
I'm pretty sure. I can't remember if there's email or phone. I think it's phone numbers that are listed on the city website for all city council representatives.
Okay.
So when in doubt, folks, just go over to the city website. Or if you're not sure, if Mark's your representative, call the city and they can tell you, you know, based off your address, who your city council representative is.
Yeah, that's right. And come to the meetings.
Absolutely.
We love to hear your opinions and any facts you may have.
The council chambers have been full the past several meetings, and as an elected official, is that something that you thrive on seeing, Councilman Woods?
Oh, yeah.
I went
to so many meetings for years, and, you know, there's nobody there.
And that's one thing, too, I'm glad that you reminded me of. Councilman Woods still attends many, many meetings that he necessarily doesn't have to attend. For example, the Planning Commission meetings, you're in attendance in the audience.
Yes.
And you were an active participant in Planning Commission, City Council meetings, other meetings prior to your election in Ward 4.
Yes, I was. And I like going to the Planning Commission meetings because usually you guys get it before we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a heads up and I can start investigating it that much sooner, because generally when we
get a little bit of homework.
Yeah, when we get our packet, you know, we only have a couple days before the meeting, and you know, it kind of puts a time crunch on on how much investigating you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, guys like you and I like to sleep on things too, I know. So
I do. That's when my mind works best.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up.
When the body's idle.
Yeah, and, my mind's going.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I often wake up with a new perspective.
So. Councilman Woods, as always, it's great to have you in the studio. We appreciate the time and appreciate the hard work that you provide for the city of North Platte.
I appreciate you having me on and letting me speak.
Always a pleasure, Councilman.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick Rush Limbaugh update on KODY.